Our next question concerns itself with the time known as the Great Tribulation. Now, there are three views concerning the tribulation as it relates to the church. The first view holds that the church, the born-again body of Jesus Christ, will be here on this earth for 7 years of great tribulation, beginning in Revelation chapter 4. The other view is that the church will be here only for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, and then they will be raptured out of the world before God pours out his greatest wrath upon the earth during the last 3.5 years of tribulation. And then there is the historic view that the church will be raptured away before tribulation begins. And so our question today is, will the church go through the tribulation? Will the born-again believers endure or be made to endure the terror and the trouble that will come on this earth just before the Lord sets up his millennial kingdom? Now, this is a subject that really needs to be explained more in depth, and scores of verses could be given on this subject, but for time's sake, I'm going to limit myself to two passages. I believe the Scripture teaches, if any Bible student is honest and approaches the Scripture literally, you'll have to admit that the Bible does teach that the church will have no part of the Great Tribulation. The Bible teaches that tribulation, the time when God's wrath will be poured out upon this earth, is primarily for the nation of Israel. For a text verse concerning this, I'm going to read to you from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Now, concerning the tribulation, the Scripture says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." So this verse teaches that the day of tribulation is coming, and in Scripture, a day, in this case, represents 7 years, as you know. The Scripture here in Jeremiah 30 says there's a day coming, and there's never been another day like it. Of course, that is a description of the Great Tribulation. But the important part of this verse, the Scripture refers to this day of tribulation as the time of Jacob's trouble, not as the time of the church's trouble. The church is not here. You must understand the purpose of God in tribulation. You see, the purpose of God in tribulation is to purify and cleanse the nation of Israel and prepare them to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah, the same Jesus Christ they cried out demanding his crucifixion. So this verse alone is enough to convince any serious Bible student that the time of Jacob's trouble is referring to Jacob's descendants, and that is the nation of Israel. This verse says nothing about the church, nothing about the New Testament body of believers. The Scripture, however, does say that we will be taken from this earth prior to this hour or this day of tremendous persecution. For this, I'd like for you to turn to Revelation chapter number 3, the book of the Revelation chapter number 3. I'm going to read to you a verse that was given to a local church. And this local church stands an example as the church today. Every local church that contains born-again believers that have been saved by grace through Jesus Christ, God gives a comforting word here. In Revelation chapter number 3, the Scripture says in verse number 10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." Now, the Lord here, speaking to a local church who had kept his word, who had been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ and faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, God says, "I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world." Now, there has been natural disasters. There have been times of trouble since the world began, but there's never been a universal time of trouble, as this verse says, that will try the whole world and all them that dwell on it. Now, the question is, how would the Lord keep his church from the hour of temptation? I do not believe this teaches that God will protect his church while they're still here on the earth during the hour of temptation. For this verse does not say, "I will keep you through the hour of temptation." It simply says, "I will keep you from the hour." The only way you can keep a mortal man away from an hour is to take him outside of time. You and I are living in time. We've known nothing else in our life but time. We live under the shadow of a clock. But for us to be delivered from an hour simply means that we're going to have to be taken somewhere where time is no more and there are no more hours. Of course, this speaks of heaven, where there is no more time. And so the Bible clearly teaches that the church will not be here during the time of great tribulation. In Revelation chapter 4, we see the picture of the rapture of the church, or the homegoing of the church. After Revelation chapter 4, you do not read anything else about the church until Revelation chapter 19, when the Lord is seen as coming out of heaven back to this earth with the church. And that's in Revelation 19, beginning of verse 11. But I believe if the church was going to be here in tribulation, God would have at least mentioned it somewhere during those several chapters of the book of Revelation that deal with the tribulation, but no mention of the church whatsoever. You'll look in vain to try to find the church anywhere between Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 19. So again, the tribulation is primarily a time when God will deal with the nation of Israel, and the church has no part, no function, no purpose in enduring the time of great tribulation.